Hello, I am Clotilde Alavena from the Centre Hospitalier Universitaire de Nantes in France. On behalf of my cohorts, I present here a comparison of four frailty scores to predict adverse health outcomes and mortality in a population of people living with HIV aged 70 and over. Numerous assessment tools and scores are promoted to detect or measure frailty. The Fried Frailty Phenotype with 5-item criteria: exhaustion, weakness, slow walking speed, weight loss, and low physical activity, is well known and most frequently used by researchers. It has been correlated in the general and HIV population with adverse health outcomes, such as falls, hospitalization, emergency room visit, nursing home placement, and disability. There is no consensus on a single operational definition of frailty. Other screening tools of frailty exist. The frail scale with 5 criteria, F for fatigue, R for resistance, A for ambulation, I for illness, and L for loss of weight. This scale is recommended in the last EACTS guidelines. Study of osteoporotic fractures frailty index or SOF index with 3 items: loss of weight, inability to raise a chair, and lack of energy. And the French Authority of Health Questionnaire, or HAS questionnaire, with a face-to-face questionnaire. However, neither of these 3 scores has been evaluated in the geriatric population living with HIV. We evaluate the association of these 4 scores with adverse health outcomes or mortality over 36 months in geriatric people living with HIV on ART. Our study was nested in the French multicenter prospective CEPTAVI study, aimed to assess frailty prevalence in people living with HIV aged 70 years or over on ART for at least 12 months. 510 participants, mostly male, with a median age of 73 years, a median duration of HIV infection of 22.7 years, were included. 13% were classified as frail when using Fried phenotype, 9% when using Frail score, 7% when using SOF index, and 26% when using the HAS questionnaire. During the 36 months follow-up, 40 participants died. It means 7.9% of the participants, and half of the participants had at least one adverse health outcome. Fried phenotype, frail score, and HAS questionnaire, but not SOF index, strongly predicted the risk of adverse health outcomes or mortality in a geriatric population living with HIV. Mortality over 36 months was strongly associated with frailty status when assessed with Fried phenotype with a hazard ratio of 5.37, with frail score with a hazard ratio of 4.54, and with HAS questionnaire with a hazard ratio of 5, but not with SOF index. In conclusion, this study is the first one to compare different scores of frailty in the geriatric population living with HIV on the occurrence of adverse health outcomes over 3 years. These results are reassuring concerning the choice of both the frailty score in the EACTS guidelines and the HAS questionnaire in the French guidelines as a screening test for frailty in an elderly population living with HIV. Thank you for your attention. Please refer to the poster for a comprehensive presentation of our findings, and feel free to email with any questions.